Festive treats that were just too pretty to eat lined multiple tables Saturday. Gingerbread works of art were on display for Innisfil's 4th annual Simcoe County Gingerbread House Contest at the Lakeshore branch of the Innisfil Idealab and Library on November 30. We had a wonderful day today at the Innisfil Idealab and Library celebrating some amazing creativity and talent, said event chair Ann Kell. Our judges definitely had their work cut out for them in choosing the winning gingerbread masterpieces. Winners of multiple international baking contests, Beatrice Muller, the grand prize winner of the Food Network's Gingerbread House Contest in 2018, and Teresa Araujo, who won the Food Network's The Big Bake in 2021, returned as judges, joining Rotary Club of Innisfil's president, Ken Simpson, and the Innisfil Arts, Culture and Heritage Council's chair, Sydney Hardy. First and second place winners were announced at 1:30 p.m. in multiple categories. Adult Hobbyist. First place, Gnome Family Treehouse. Janet Hurd Hurd won a gift certificate for $750 for classes by Beatrice Muller. Cookie Stamps. Candle, Cheeseboard second place. Santa's Workshop Headquarters. Warren Letson Letson won a gift certificate for $250 for classes by Beatrice Muller. Mugs, an oven mitt and a spatula adult beginner. First place, The Haunted House, Jacqueline Sanders Franco. Sanders Franco won a blender and bag, an oven mitt and a cheeseboard second place. Peekaboo Cottage, Jackie Raphorst. Raphorst won a red path bag, a candle, and an oven mitt team. First place, Around We Go, Sadler Family. The Sadler Family won a KitchenAid mixer and a cheeseboard child baker. First place, Santa's Workshop, Sloan Gilchrist. Gilchrist won a tin and gift basket, cheeseboard second place. Ginger Struction Site, Odin McAlpine. McAlpine won a gift basket youth baker. First place, A Contemporary Christmas, Anne Bowman. Bowman won a cookie sheet kit, spatulas, rolling pin, and a mug, cheeseboard people's choice. Warren Letson, Santa's Workshop Headquarters. In addition to winning second place in the Adult Hobbyist category, Letson won an Innisfil Idealab and Library Gift Basket Gingerbread House Kit Winners 2024 Child Kits. First place, Candy Cane Lane, Maya Manton. Second place, The Sugar Ball Cottage, Fiona Giannacaro. Youth Kits. First place, Anna's G Bread House, Anna McLean. Second place, The Ginge House, Aaliyah and Behesta Shower. In addition to a special gingerbread theme story and a class for children to build their own gingerbread houses from kits, there was a bake sale and vendors in attendance. I feel very honored to be here because this is such a fun community event, said the owner of Patricia's Studio, artist and illustrator, Patty Chu. She started her business 20 years ago. She has been a vendor at the Gingerbread House Contest 3 times. It was very fun, and then I got to see all the people here and, it's, an adventure. They're all like good friends here, she said of her fellow vendors. We see all the community people here and then kids having fun picking their Christmas gifts, Chu said. Linda Lyons and Lillian Mistel were selling crocheted and knitted items, such as headbands, drink mitts, and hand towels. We have a knitting group that's been coming to crochet every Friday in the library here, Lyons said. She has been sewing for 60 years. Mistel told Innisfil today that the drink mitt is a mitten that holds your drink, your coffee, your beer, your water, and it keeps your hands warm. She offers them in a variety of colors and said that it's great for hunters and those who go ice fishing, when around a bonfire, and for parents when they are at the rink. The Gingerbread House Contest is the first event that Mistel participated in as a vendor. The contest was a success. The community came out to participate and cheer on the winners, Simpson said. Young and old were celebrated today. Thank you, to all contestants and winners. Learn more about the Rotary Club of Innisfil by checking out its website.